The weather in the morning was the same as every other morning on Rekiad, freezing cold, with fierce winds and swirling snow that limited visibility. Revan had been hoping for a calm, clear day so they could use the basilisks to fly them up to the top. But even here at the base, unexpected gusts had enough strength to almost knock him off his feet. Higher up, the wind shear and lack of visibility would make an attempted landing on the summit suicidal, even for the most skilled pilots. Dangerous as it was, climbing to the top was the only real option.
"Bad conditions for an ascent,"
Candorus remarked as they stood at the base of the first spear.
"This is as good as it gets,"
Vela said.
"If you're scared, I'll get Edric to take your place, and you can watch over the camp."
"The old man would probably have a heart attack halfway up,"
Candorus answered with a grin.
"He's only a year older than you,"
Vela pointed out.
"But I'm like fine wine," he replied. "I get better with age."
The playful exchange eased some of Revan's concerns about the mission, though he still wasn't thrilled by the makeup of the climbing team. There were 8 of them in total: Revan, Candorus, Vela, and the 5 other basilisk riders, including Grizzer, the young man who'd given up his mount to Candorus. Vela's picks made a certain amount of sense. Going after Mandalore's mask was a great honor, and the basilisk riders were among the most respected warriors in the clan. The only other person who might have been included was Edric, but he had been chosen to stay behind to lead Clan Ordo in case Vela and the others never came back. Yet Revan couldn't help noticing that all the climbers chosen knew he was a Jedi. And Edric, Candorus' oldest and most loyal friend, was being left behind. He wished he'd had a chance to talk to Candorus before they had left. Now all he could do was keep his guard up throughout the ascent, just in case. They broke into 2 teams of 4. The members of each team connected by a long length of climbing rope. Candorus, Revan, and 2 of the pilots made up the first group. Vela and the other 3 pilots the second. In addition to their winter clothing and gear, each climber had a 20-kilo pack of supplies and rations strapped across his or her shoulders. The 2 teams began their ascent simultaneously, moving along parallel paths up the sheer vertical surface of the wall of ice that made up the spear's face. Each meter of progress was earned only by hacking into the ice, chipping away with a sharp-ended pick to create a small hold for a hand or foot, then hammering a braced pulley into the wall to secure the climbing rope. The pattern was repeated again and again. Progress was slow and exhausting. A single misstep could send a climber plunging to a quick and gruesome death. Theoretically, the ropes and pulleys connecting each team should allow the other 3 members to bear the weight if one should fall. But none of them was inclined to test the theory.